Just like the weather today, do you juggle practice at all just because it's supposed to be super hot and just to pick these kind of guys at all, or you guys?
How hot's super hot?
I think 90s, in my opinion, is super hot. Maybe not Ryan's a South Carolina guy, but.
I mean, we have a practice scheduled. We're practicing shells today. It won't be as long as a Wednesday practice a Thursday practice, but that we operated in there at the end of the week, or an installation practice. So, but yeah, we're staying right on schedule. We'll have a number of guys that won't practice today. So that's really by design with the length of the practice for today. But we'll adjust. I mean, we'll obviously adjust to the heat if we have to.
Sorry, were there any injuries that you weren't aware of immediately after the game that have popped up since?
Yeah, there are. I'll let Jason hit you with that after practice because I'm actually being updated. We got a couple guys that'll go through a pre-practice routine to see if they can go. So we don't have an updated list.
Do you expect Jared Abadaris to return soon? Where's he at with his timetable?
He's making progress. He's still going through the protocol, and you know, there's a number of tests you have to go through, and he hasn't completed them.
Mike, after you watched the film of the game, anything jump out at you that maybe you didn't see on the sideline or thought you walked away from?
I would say consistent with prior years. There's always things fundamentally you need to improve on. It's great teaching tape. The mistakes that were made are things you can correct. We wouldn't have big, major mistakes that way. Way too many mental errors. But if you look at prior years, we were actually maybe a little bit better in that area. So the tackling and all the fundamentals. But it was a productive day. The work that we were able to get done, I thought was exactly what you were looking for in a preseason game. So. The ability to hit just about almost every situation that you can create, whether it be fourth downs, two-point plays, kickoff cover. We didn't get a kickoff return. That's the only thing we didn't get done on special teams. So you really just try to get those opportunities for your players, and it gives you excellent video to teach off of.
Mike, you hadn't seen Scott in a game, Tolzien in a game for a year since last summer. I mean, how much more noticeable is his overall command and everything else that goes with the position?
Well, I think it's obvious. I mean, he's a lot more comfortable. I think it's been, just the way he's practicing the OTAs and training camp. I mean, he's been very consistent, so hasn't really had too many up and down days. And I thought he did a nice job against the Patriots. You know, the biggest thing you look for quarterbacks is, particularly in the huddle segment, is the command and the tempo. And frankly, I felt that the second team tempo was better than the first team. So. And there's factors involved in that too, but I was real impressed with the whole operation.
Mike, were you pleased with the way the conversations took place between Tom and the quarterbacks for his first time down there?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Tom Clements and the offensive staff did a very nice job. I thought Alex Van Pelt was excellent in the box. Luke Getzey did a very nice job, and just because that's new up there with Luke, David, and David Rye, and Alex Van Pelt in the box. So I thought that operation was seamless. I thought Tom kept the quarterbacks in flow and the whole operation flowed.
Ray John Neal only had that one game last year, and then he got hurt, and Crockett and Harris are new to the team this year. What did you think of your backup running backs and what they were able to do in that game?
I thought the runners ran well. They ran smart. I think from a decision standpoint, you always start with that. There's definitely some reads that you can coach off of, teach off of, but you know, they ran with body lean and did a good job with yards after contact. So I thought the running back group had a good night.
Did Rollins look as good on film as it seemed like he did live when you went back and watched it?
Yeah, he had a nice night. He's did a lot of good things, particularly getting his hands on the ball. I'm sure when you talk to him, he's going to be disappointed he didn't have those two interceptions. But I thought he played very well, played with a lot of confidence. He was definitely poised, and that's one thing you always look for in your rookies the first time they get out there.
Is there any concern with the way Don Barkley's been playing, or is that just a guy coming back from a torn ACL with a lot of rust to shake off?
I think your question is totally premature, number one. We played one preseason game. Don's probably played, 30 snaps, 20 snaps. So, it's preseason. There's things that he could do better, and he'll improve on it. But, you know, we got another week. We're going to work, you know, on concepts today and Monday, things we want to clean up, and then we'll have an opportunity to go into a normal week leading into the Pittsburgh game. So I have no concerns with any of our players.
Is Demarius on schedule to be back this week?
I hope so. You know, I don't know if he'll go today. He's one of the players in that pre-practice category.
How is he? I mean, he's kind of been in and out a little bit. How's his progress been, do you think?
Good. I mean, he's very natural. I think he's he does some things that very natural, and he has very good makeup speed. But I think he also, you know, learned a lesson as a young guy. You can't rely on that because you know the other guy can run too. So, but yeah, I like the way he's transitioned. He's just, you know, you just gotta get him healthy.
With the additional opportunities there at an outside linebacker because of the injuries, how did James Bodders look on film? Seemed like he was able to make.
James did a nice job, you know, both there and also has done a nice job on special teams. So, you know, I was disappointed we didn't get two of our linebackers in the game. The goal is to play everybody in the game. But, you know, I thought our younger players, particularly defensive guys, did a number of good things.
What did you think, Mike, overall on special teams? What were you looking for just in general, especially out of some of the young guys? Just individual performance, or were you looking to see how the group worked together at all?
Well, I mean, from my perspective of what I was trying to get done was just create opportunities. I mean, we asked Mason not to kick it out of the end zone because we wanted to cover the football. And so he did a good job of that. And, you know, they had three returns that came out. And you know, there are things that – you know, the first one, Jake Ryan was in a situation that was corrected on a sideline, and he goes out for the second one and does it right. So those are the kind of things you really look for in coaching. You know, not only the ability to correct mistakes, but to see them, you know, fix them on their next opportunity. So we had a couple of those types of things happen throughout special teams. So, you know, punt return, you know, we you know, as far as the fielding the football and things like that, we can do a better job. There's, you know, it's the transition from the rush to blocking on a punt return. So I mean, it's all fundamental work. It's things we work on every single day, or things we're going to work on today. But yeah, I was very pleased to get the work. I mean, now we only had 20 plays on special teams. You probably would like to have some more opportunities there. But like I said earlier, the only thing we didn't get done on special teams was kickoff return. So we got a field goal. We got the chance to try an extra point, field goal. So field goal block. So we were able to get everybody out there.
Mike, did the goals for the second preseason week change at all?
No, not really. You know, our goal is to establish our team identity and take a step as a football team. So that's when we get to Pittsburgh. We'll start working on Pittsburgh on Wednesday. That'll be our focus.
An inside linebacker, it's important for that tandem to have snaps together, right? To have some sort of continuity. Is that a challenge to get that in for your first team guys, as opposed to also getting evaluations on your younger guys in these three remaining games?
Well, I mean, you have injury components that apply to that situation. I mean, you can't do anything about it, and I don't worry about it. It's a part of the game. So, you know, I think any type of combination is healthy because it's like anything for a player. As a coach, my job is to create opportunity, apply education and training for these men to take advantage of their opportunity and with that bring more value as a player to our team. So when we do make those selections at 53 and 63, that, you know, we're keeping the right guys. So that's really my singular focus all through camp.
How beneficial is it to have a Sunday game? You'll get to go through what looks like your regular season schedule. You don't always get that in the preseason.
Very beneficial. You usually get one. We'll get one this year. So it's definitely something you want to do because, you know, just we went through this last year. When you have a major change to your schedule, the chance to get it implemented is important. And then with the success and the experience we had in last year in training camp, we felt it was important to get to the in-season schedule immediately. So we were on an in-season schedule last week, just from time frame wise, but obviously on a shorter week playing the Thursday game. So this is important because it gives us 3 days to work on some things we need to clean up, concepts we want to make sure we have ready. So we'll do that, and players will have their traditional Tuesday day off like they would in season, and then we'll go right through – Wednesday through Sunday. So it'll be a good experience. And the game's at 1 o'clock, too. So nothing better than a noon game at Lambeau. And I guess the second best is a 1 o'clock game at Pittsburgh.
Was that the goal to get Aaron so much work on Thursday, or did it just kind of work out that way? We said the long drive, and he got an extra possession in the first quarter.
I think it just worked out that way. I mean, you know, we had some goals. I mean, we had 14, 15-plus drives. So, yeah, it's, you know, we want to play fast and up-tempo the game and create opportunities, as many opportunities we can for our offense. So, I mean, that was really the general outlook offensively. And, you know, for the most part, we got a lot of that done. And, you know, the fourth down calls are, I think they're priceless. The ability to practice fourth down plays and especially whether it's, you know, down in the red zone or, you know, out at midfield. I mean, you look at the biggest plays in your season, there's usually a fourth down play that you convert, like Chicago, you know, 2 years ago to get in the playoffs. So, I mean, you have those opportunities in preseason. I think I think you need to take advantage of it.
Mike, what about extra points? What are you thinking for the last three games? How would you like to utilize them? You did kind of both in the first game. Would you like to try more two-point conversions just to get the work at it because you don't do it very often, or what's your kind of philosophy there?
I think it's a very common sense philosophy. I clearly feel with the two-point conversion change that there's more variables and components involved there. So with that, that situation needs more work. So you have to apply more attention to it. Just from the simple fact, if you look at it from a defense perspective, you know, they now have an opportunity to score. So you need to practice that. So we're going to do as many two-point conversions as we can throughout the preseason. But I'm also sensitive to the fact that I can make sure Mason and, you know, Tim and the extra point operation has their opportunity. And that's frankly why I did that later in the game.
Are you expecting any opponents to routinely go for two over the course of a game, or do you think most teams will still just keep it?
Good question. I don't know. I mean, really haven't talked to, you know, anybody that we're getting ready to play. So I would expect them to. I hope they do. I hope Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and New Orleans, I hope they go for it every time. I think it's training and an opportunity for your defense to get those snaps.
I mean, more in the regular season.
Oh, shoot, I don't know. I mean, I think if you're asking me about two-point conversions, I mean, it'd be the same question would apply to third down or red zone. I mean, it's a situation that, in my view, has heightened. So, I mean, it was a two-point conversion was always a situation of, I'd say, minimal importance because it didn't happen very often. We all know what the numbers are as far as the percentage of the as far as the conversion rate. But now with the extra point being at the one-yard line, you know, and we live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, I think it's something you definitely look at differently earlier in the season as late in the year. I think that's an obvious viewpoint there. So we're not going to wait till, you know, December to practice it.
So, Mike, after one game and reviewing with your coaching staff, what do you think you felt you gained by delegating the play calling duties after Thursday night?
Well, I mean, I appreciate that, you know, I'm not used to having this much attention about my job responsibility. That would be sarcasm. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you know, I have a new job. I have a new role. It's and it's done for the right reasons. And I need to do a good job in that role. And you know, I will be better this week than I was last week because you know, you have to know your strengths and weaknesses. I know mine particularly. I try to do too much. So that's why I think it's important for me to take the first, you know, probably 2-3 preseason games to get exactly what I'm going to do during the game. So that's what I'm working for. But, you know, as far as call sheets and all that other stuff, I mean, you know, it's all on the sideline if I need it. It's just not my hand. So I got some work to do this week, I guess. So.